This is the Sakar Murli of 13th of November 2024. The essence. Sweet children, first make the lesson of Alpha firm for everyone. All of you souls are brothers. Question. In which one aspect are God's elevated directions totally contrary to human dictates? Answer. Human dictates say that you can attain eternal liberation, whereas Srimad says that this drama is eternal and imperishable, and that no one can attain eternal liberation. Although someone may say that he doesn't like playing a part here, no one can do anything about that. You have to come down here to play your parts. It is Srimad alone that makes you elevated. There are many different types of human dictates. Om Shanti. You children know that you are now sitting here in front of Baba. The father too knows his children are sitting in front of him. You children also know that the father is giving you teachings, which you then have to give to others. First of all, you have to give the father's introduction, because everyone has forgotten the father and his teachings. The study that the father teaches you now will be given again after 5,000 years. No one else has this knowledge. The father's introduction is the main thing. Then you have to explain to everyone that we are all brothers. All the souls of the whole world are brothers to each other. All of them have to play the parts that they have been given through their bodies. The Father has now come to take you to the new world, which is also called heaven. However, all of us brothers are impure. Not a single one is pure. It is only the one Father who can purify all the impure. This is the impure, vicious world of Ravan. Ravan means the five vices in a woman and five vices in a man. The father explains to you in a very simple way, therefore you can also explain in the same way. First of all, explain that that one is the father of all souls and that all souls are brothers. Ask them, is this right? Then tell them to write this down. We are all brothers, and we have the same Father. He is the supreme soul of all souls. He is called the Father. Inculcate this in their intellects very firmly, and all the rubbish of the idea of omnipresence will then be removed. You first have to teach them Alpha. First of all, tell them, write this down clearly. Previously, I used to think that God was omnipresent. Now I understand that he is not omnipresent. We are all brothers. All souls say, God the Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Allah. First of all, instill in them the faith that we are all souls and not the Supreme Soul, and that the Supreme Soul is not present in us. There is a soul present in each body. Souls play their parts by taking the support of bodies. Make this firm for everyone. Acha. Then that Father comes and gives this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the cycle of the world. The Father sits here and explains to you as the teacher. There is no question of hundreds of thousands of years for this cycle. This cycle is eternally fixed. You have to know how it is divided equally. The golden and silver ages have passed. Note this down. They are called heaven and semi-heaven. There it is the kingdom of deities. In the golden age they are 16 celestial degrees, and in the silver age they are 14. The influence of the golden age is very great. Its very name is heaven. The new world is called the golden age, and it is that which is praised. In the new world, there is only the one original, eternal, deity religion. You also have pictures with which you can enable people to have faith. The cycle of the world continues to turn. The duration of the cycle is 5,000 years. Your intellects now understand about the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. The land of Vishnu changes and becomes the land of Rama and Sita. They too have a dynasty. After those two ages have passed, the Copper Age, the kingdom of Ravan, comes. When the deities fall onto the path of sin, the system of following the vices is created. In the golden and silver ages, everyone remains viceless. There is the one original, eternal deity religion. Show them the pictures whilst you are explaining, and also explain orally. The Father becomes our teacher and teaches us in this way. The Father himself comes and gives us his introduction. He himself says, "I come to purify the impure. Therefore, I definitely need a body. Otherwise, how could I speak? I am the sentient being, the truth, and the immortal one." Souls go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. It is souls who become impure, and it is souls who become pure. All of the sanskars are within souls. Souls carry the sanskars of their past good and sinful actions with them. No sins are performed in the golden age. They act and play out their parts, but those actions are neutral. These words are also in the Gita. You are now able to understand this in a practical way. You know that Baba has come to transform the old world and make it new, where all actions will be neutral. That is called the Golden Age. Here actions have become sinful. Therefore this is called the Iron Age. You are now at the confluence. Baba tells you about both sides so that you can very clearly understand every aspect that the Father, as the teacher, teaches you. Acha. That leaves the task of the Guru. People call out to him, "Come and purify us, impure ones." When souls become pure, their bodies also become pure. As is the gold, so the ornament made from it. If you don't mix alloy into 24 karat gold, the ornament made from it would also be Satapradhan. It is when alloy is mixed into it that it becomes Tamopradhan. Bharat was at first the golden sparrow. It was 24 karat gold. It was a Satapradhan new world, whereas it has now become Tamopradhan. To begin with, it is pure gold. The new world is pure and the old world is impure, and alloy continues to be mixed into it it is the Father alone who explains this. No human beings or gurus know this. They call out, "Come and purify us." The task of the Sadguru is to draw human beings away from their households and take them into the stage of retirement. So according to the Dharma plan, the Father alone comes and gives you all of this knowledge. He is the seed of the human world tree. He is the one who explains the knowledge of the whole tree. Shiv Baba's name is always Shiva. All souls have to come down here to play their parts, and so they adopt different names. Although people call out to the Father, they do not know him. How does he enter the lucky chariot in order to make you go to the pure world? The Father explains, "I entered the body of the one who is in the final one of his many births. He takes the full 84 births. I have to enter this lucky chariot in order to make him into the King of Kings. Shri Krishna is the first number. He is the master of the new world, and then he comes down whilst passing through the Sun Dynasty, the Moon Dynasty, and then the dynasties of merchants and Shudras. He then becomes part of the dynasty of Brahma. From being golden-aged, he becomes silver-aged. You are now once again becoming golden-aged from iron-aged." The Father says, "Remember me, your Father alone. The soul whose body I have entered didn't have the slightest bit of this knowledge. I enter this one, and that is why he is called the lucky chariot." The Father himself says, "I come at the time of the final one of this one's many births." The words in the Gita are accurate. It is called the jewel of all scriptures. The Father comes at this confluence age and establishes the Brahmin clan and the deity clan. Everyone knows about the other clans, but no one knows about these. The Father comes at the final one of this one's many births, which is at the confluence age. The Father says, "I am the seed. Shri Krishna is a resident of the golden age. He cannot be seen in any other place. When he takes rebirth, his name, form, land, and time period will all have changed. To begin with, he is a beautiful young baby. Then, when he grows old, he discards that old body and takes another young body. This is a predestined play that is fixed in the drama. He is not called Shri Krishna in his next body. The next body is given a different name because his features, date, time period, etc. will all have changed. It is said that the history and geography of the world repeat identically. This drama continues to repeat. You have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The name of the world and the name of the age change. It is now the confluence age. I come at this confluence. You have to make this firm within you. The Father is your father, teacher and guru, who shows you a very good way to become Satopradhan. It is written in the Gita, "Renounce the consciousness of your body and all the religions of bodies, and consider yourself to be a soul. You definitely have to return to your home." People on the path of devotion make so much effort to go to God. That is the land of liberation. You become free from performing actions and then go and sit in the incorporeal world. When an actor returns home, he is free from playing his part. Everyone wants to receive liberation, but no one can claim eternal liberation. This drama is eternal and imperishable. Some say that they don't like playing their parts. However, no one can do anything about that. This drama is eternally fixed. Not a single one can receive eternal liberation. Human beings have many different ideas. These are the elevated directions that enable you to become elevated. You wouldn't call human beings elevated. It is the deities who are called elevated. Everyone bows down to them. Therefore, they must be elevated, but no one understands this. You understand that you have to take 84 births. Sri Krishna is a deity, a prince of heaven. How could he come here? It wasn't he, Sri Krishna, who spoke the Gita. It is simply because he was a deity that everyone worships him. Deities are pure, whereas they themselves are impure. They say, "We virtuous ones are without virtue. We have no virtues. Make us virtuous." They go in front of an image of Shiva and say, "Grant me liberation." Because Shiva never enters into liberation in life or into any bondage, they call out to him, "Grant us liberation." He is the one who grants liberation in life. You now understand that you are all the children of Mama and Baba. You receive an abundance of wealth from them. People without understanding keep asking for something. Those without any understanding would definitely experience sorrow. They have to experience limitless sorrow. Therefore, you children have to keep all of these things in your intellects. Because they do not know the one unlimited Father, they continue to fight one another so much. They have become orphans. There they are limited orphans. Here they are unlimited orphans. The Father is establishing a new world. It is now an impure world of impure souls. The Golden Age is called a pure world, and the Iron Age is called an old world. All of these things are in your intellects. This old world is to be destroyed, and you will be transferred to that new world. You are now standing temporarily at the confluence age. This old world is changing into a new world. You also know about that new world. Your intellects should now go to that new world. Whether you are sitting or moving around, your intellects must remember that you are studying the things that the Father teaches you. You students should remember this, but your remembrance still remains number-wise according to the efforts you make. The Father also gives you love and remembrance number-wise according to your efforts. The teacher too would, of course, have greater love for someone who studies well. There is so much difference. The Father continues to explain everything. You children have to imbibe everything. Your intellects should not go in any direction other than the Father's. If you do not remember the Father, how would your sins be cut away? Maya will repeatedly break your intellect's yoga. Maya deceives you very much. This Baba gives you examples. On the path of devotion, I used to worship Lakshmi a lot. When I saw Lakshmi massaging Narayan's feet in that picture, I liberated her. When I was sitting in remembrance of him, Narayan, if my intellect wandered here and there, I would slap myself. Why is my intellect going in other directions? Finally, I had a vision of destruction and also one of the establishment of a new world. My desire for visions was fulfilled. I understood that that new world was now about to come, that that is what I was to become, and that this old world was to be destroyed. There was this firm faith. There was also a vision of my own kingdom. Therefore I asked myself, since I am being given the kingdom of heaven, why should I carry on in this world of Ravan? This is known as a godly intellect. God entered me and made my intellect work. The urn of knowledge was given to the mothers. Therefore everything was handed over to the mothers, and they were told, you look after all the business and teach everyone. By continuing to teach everyone, you have come this far. Just by telling others, look how many of you there are. When souls become pure, they need pure bodies. Although they do understand about purity, Maya makes them forget. You tell them to study for 7 consecutive days, and they reply, we will come tomorrow. However, on the next day, Maya finishes them off. They just do not come. Even though God is teaching, they do not come and study with God. Although they even say, yes, we will definitely come, Maya makes them disappear. She doesn't allow them to become regular. Those who made effort in the previous cycle will definitely do so again. There is no other shop. You make plenty of effort. You build very big museums. Those who understood in the previous cycle will understand again. Destruction has to take place, and establishment continues to take place. Souls will study and take first-class bodies. This is your aim and objective. Why should you not remember this? We are now going to that new world according to the efforts we make. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Your intellect must constantly remember that you are now sitting in this confluence age for a short time. This old world is to be destroyed so that we can then be transferred to that new world. This is why you have to remove your intellect's yoga away from this old world. 2. Give the Father's introduction to all souls and explain the deep philosophy of karma, sinful karma, and neutral karma to them. First, make the lesson of Alpha firm for them. Blessing. May you become ever healthy and remain constantly in a happy state by experiencing the instant fruit of elevated attainments. At the confluence age, as soon as you do something, you instantly experience an elevated attainment, which is its instant fruit. The most elevated fruit is to experience closeness. Currently, it is said in this physical world, eat fruit and you will stay healthy. Fruit is considered a means of remaining healthy, and you children eat this visible fruit at every second, and this is how you remain ever healthy. If people ask you how you are, tell them, we move along like angels and are happy. Slogan: become full of the treasure of everyone's blessings, and you will not need to labor in making effort. Om Shanti.